Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. People were bringing the little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to them such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." He took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them.
Good morning. So a couple weeks ago, Pastor Tyler came to me and he asked me to do the sermon. I was like, "All right, coach, put me in." But how hard can it be? We've done this all year in Sunday school. Turns out it takes a little more work when you can't have the audience talk back to you. Worst case, I noticed there is a word search in your bulletin. I think he put that in there as a backup plan. So, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. Picture this. People were bringing their kids to Jesus, hoping he'd bless them, but the disciples, probably caught up in their adult business, tried shooing them away. Jesus, he was having none of that. He got pretty annoyed, the Bible says indignant to be specific, and said, "Let the kids come, don't stop them." God's kingdom belongs to everyone, including them. Then he picks up the children, blesses them, and sends them on their way. Why is this story so powerful? Well, Jesus exclaims a truth that nobody wanted to hear. To really understand what God's kingdom is about, you have to be like these kids. What does that mean? It's about having that childlike wonder, trust, and openness. Kids are curious, right? They're always asking questions and eager to learn. Jesus wants us to have that same curiosity about God and life. No pretending what we've got it all figured out. Ever seen a kid jump into a pool without worrying if someone's going to catch them? That's the kind of trust that we need to have, and Jesus wants us to have. Trusting God is like a kid trusts their parents. And let's not forget innocence. Kids aren't weighed down by grudges or worries about what others think. They're very genuine. Jesus wants us to approach God with that same kind of innocence, leaving our baggage at the door. But here's the thing. Jesus wasn't talking about the kids. He was making a point about everyone. In other words, he was saying, look, everyone matters in God's kingdom, no exceptions. So next time we're tempted to brush someone off because they don't fit into our idea of important, let's remember Jesus' words. Let's welcome everyone with open arms, just like he did with those kids, because in the end, we're all just children of the Lord, looking for a little love and acceptance. Okay, now we have the main gist of the passage, so let's look into this a little more. Why did Jesus get so worked up about the disciples trying to keep the kids away? Well, think about the society and time period Jesus was living in. Kids didn't have much status back then. They were not to be seen or heard, as some would say. Children were powerless socially, physically, and mentally. Almost half of the children born at this time passed away before they reached 12 years old, and we all know that the human brain isn't developed before the age of 21. Or at least that's the line my parents use when they're talking to me. So why would the Son of God waste his time on these little kids? This is the thought process of the disciples at this point. These kids mean nothing. They aren't political higher-ups, and they aren't religious leaders. And they certainly can't help Jesus or the disciples at all. But Jesus rebukes them for thinking this, flipping the whole idea on his head. He said, nope, these kids matter. They're important. And you know what? That's still true today. We live in a world that's all about status, right? We judge people based on how much money they make, what kind of job they have, and how many followers they have on social media. But Jesus says that stuff doesn't matter to God. Everyone is important in God's eyes, no matter who they are or where they're from. If we're being honest, it's not always easy to live out that kind of inclusive love, is it? We're human after all. We've got our biases and prejudices. We like hanging out with people who are like us and who make us feel comfortable. But Jesus challenges us to step out of our zones, comfort zones, to see the world through his eyes. And you know what? When we do that, when we welcome everyone with open arms, it's pretty amazing what can happen. This year, BFA started a club called the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It's not just for athletes, by the way. Anybody entering high school at BFA, meetings are usually on Friday before school. So if you're still in high school, I suggest you check it out. It's pretty fun. We just had our last meeting this Friday. Our main huddle leader, he's a teacher at the school. His name's Mr. Mooney. I'll be honest, there were some kids who walked through the door to the meetings that completely shocked me. Like, no way this kid has ever read the Bible. But Mr. Mooney never missed a beat. And his welcoming voice always told him to grab a seat, and he made sure to pray for everyone, no matter who walked through the door. His attitude made these kids keep coming back, which is exactly what they needed to grow in their Christian faith. He showed me that what it means to welcome everyone with open arms, just like Jesus did with those kids. So yeah, living out Jesus' call to embrace everyone, no matter who they are, isn't always easy. But let me tell you, it's worth it. Because when we do, when we open our hearts and our arms to everyone, we get a glimpse of what God's kingdom looks like. Okay, so now, how do we actually live out this whole welcoming everyone with open arms thing in our daily lives? Well, it starts with changing our mindset, you know? Instead of seeing people as others or outsiders, we start seeing them as brothers and sisters, beloved children of God. After all, God is the only one who is allowed to judge. We don't have that right, actually. And then it's about taking action. It's about stepping out of our comfort zones and reaching out to those who might feel excluded or striking up a conversation. It's about reaching out to those who might feel excluded or marginalized. Maybe it's inviting the new kid at school to sit with you at lunch. Or striking up a conversation with a person sitting alone in church. I don't see anybody here, so I think we're doing pretty good. But it's not just about what we do, but also how we do it. It's about approaching people with humility, kindness, and genuine love. It's about seeing the image of God in each and every person we meet, no matter how different they may seem from us. And yeah, it might feel uncomfortable at first, but you know what else? It's also pretty awesome. Because when we open ourselves up to other people, when we welcome them with open arms, we get to experience the richness and diversity of God's kingdom right here and right now. Finally, verses 15 and 16 command us to receive the kingdom of God just as children would. In Sunday school this past year, we went through a few books in the New Testament, quickly learned that the word truly indicates something very important is about to happen. Lo and behold, this is exactly what verse 15 starts with. So in order to receive the kingdom of God like a child, as emphasized in Mark 10:15, we approach God with the same simplicity, humility, and trust that characterizes a child's heart. Children possess a natural inclination to believe without doubting, to trust without reservation, and to approach the world with wonder and awe. Similarly, in our journey of faith, we are called to shed our preconceived notions, our pride, and our self-sufficiency, and instead to surrender ourselves entirely to the will of God. This means acknowledging our need for guidance, provision, and grace, and trusting wholeheartedly in God's promises and provisions. Just as children rely on their parents for everything, we are invited to rely on our Heavenly Father with the same level of dependency and trust, knowing that in doing so, we enter into the fullness of His kingdom. So let's wrap this up. Jesus showed us a powerful truth when He welcomed those kids with open arms. He showed us that everyone matters in God's kingdom, no exceptions. And He calls us to do the same, to embrace everyone with that same kind of inclusive love. And you know what? When we do, when we welcome everyone with open arms, amazing things happen, lives are changed, and communities are transformed. And we catch a glimpse of what God's kingdom looks like here on earth. So let's go out there and be agents of love and acceptance. Welcome everyone with open arms, just like Jesus did. Because in the end, we're all just kids in God's eyes, and every one of us could always use a little more trust and love. Okay, so Jesus loves everyone, we need to trust Him, and being more childlike is a good thing. So those of you who never matured, good job. With all that in mind, I'd like to lead us in prayer to close this out. Dear Lord, first of all, thank You for the wisdom conveyed through the Bible to us in this world today. Each day we look upon this timeless book, not only for wisdom, but also for company. On this Children's Day, please help us to recognize the value of each child and the lessons we can learn from them. In this day and age, we are many times rushed to grow up, mature, and join the rat race we like to call our productive lives, when we should really slow down and learn from those miracles You bring into our lives. Lord, we are not perfect, and none of us will ever achieve true perfection like You have, but allow us to grow in our faith that we will one day join You in Your house and witness Your perfection for ourselves. We pray that You grant us humility, innocence, trust, and most of all, curiousness when it comes to pursuing You and the great love You have for us. Thank You for every opportunity You have given us to worship You, and thank You for Your undying, unconditional love. In Your name we pray, amen.